You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I am Sam the Faggot, and it is Friday, and I hope that you had a good week. I had a pretty productive week, actually. The Hierarchy store seems to be sort of taking off. It's officialhierarchy.com. And we've sold, a few shirts, actually, which was nice. I'm actually surprised at how many... I have a shirt that has the word faggot kind of superimposed within a block of text of different words describing submission. And I always thought that it was a kind of a bold shirt, and so I didn't really ever know if it would ever be of any interest to anybody, but I sold a couple this week, and I was just thinking, I would love to see that shirt get out there. I've got another kind of design idea along that line, so I don't know. But, I think it would take some guts, I guess, to wear that out somewhere. I have one. I know a couple of other faggots who have also bought them and worn them out. So, anyway, whatever. The store seems to be doing okay so far. So anyway, I just like seeing, I particularly love seeing the Hierarchy logo on shirts that are being sold. So that's kind of cool for me, I think. But in other site news, I don't know if you saw the update on the website about Master Dino and his son, Chad. It is, you have to read it, okay? You must read it. It is just beyond words, just stunning, really. I can't get Master Dino to come on to the podcast because he's, I don't know exactly all he does, in his business life, but he's concerned that he's going to get, outed at work for what he would talk about in the podcast. So he's afraid of coming on to the podcast. I'm just going to give you the kind of the gist of it. Nothing compares to his actual account of what happened, but his son got into some trouble with the police. He's 15 years old. And, oh no, I'm talking about a minor. Anyway, his son's 15, and he got into some trouble with the police. And the kid did something to another male that indicated to Master Dino that his son was ready for the talk about alphahood. And so he explained the truth about his faggot, Jamie, who serves him. And they're married, okay? So he explained the truth to his son about Jamie and about alphas and faggots. And the son basically used Jamie to learn about the use of faggots. And it's just, you have to read the story, but I was blown away by it. I had a warning that he was he had had something special for me that he wanted me to share with me, and it blew my mind. So anyway, just go in and read it, okay? So I guess that's all I've got right now. The book is still not ready for publication. So it's been kind of a strange week for me, I guess. Anyway. Oh, and join the Discord server. The link is in the first post, the sticky post at the top of the website. So join the Discord server. You will find a lot of stuff in there that you should like. So, okay, well, let's get into what I want to talk about, I guess. So recently I mentioned that I had sucked off this this young alpha. This young alpha, it was kind of, I don't want to say forced on to me, but like, another alpha indicated that I should serve him. Okay. Now keep in mind, I have a local alpha already that, you know, a young black alpha who I've been servicing. So, you know, I was like, you know, I really don't anymore in my life. I really don't like being a faggot to multiple alphas. You know, life is actually too difficult for me right now to have multiple alphas demanding time from me, you know. But, and I really kind of like this black alpha. This is the black alpha that I met in the lift, okay? So, I didn't really want to, I guess, but like I thought, well, and the young alpha started talking to me. He sent me a couple pictures. He's attractive. He's young, you know, he's 20 years old or whatever. And he's attractive. And I thought, okay, he has shown me a couple pictures of his dick. It's a very nice dick. And so, we had arranged to meet in one of these little, like, the quote-unquote theaters where, you know, they have little kind of ramshackle theater booths, you know, for, they're small and, you know, just right for a couple people to get in there and, you know, do whatever they're going to do, right, while they watch porn. And it's, you know, it's a really seedy place. I met him there because apparently he frequents this place, I guess, for easy blowjobs or whatever. I never actually been in that one, so it was, you know, it was kind of gross. And here's the other thing. Like, I'm not even really that much of a fan of those types of places anyway. But with COVID out there, I, you know, very wary, okay? So, we got into a booth. I met the alpha there. It was the first time we met in person, and he was a Mexican guy, Mexican alpha, short, you know, significantly shorter than me. Now, I've never really been, like, if this is just a personal thing, I have served alphas who are shorter than me, and I don't have a problem with that, but it's not my taste, you know what I'm saying? But it's also my place to serve, right? So anyway, we got into a booth, and I started sucking his dick. The really awesome thing was he had me sniff his balls and his dick while he was still soft-ish. And I just got to, you know, smell his scent. And, you know, he smelled wonderful, honestly. So... and then he got hard from me sniffing his balls, and so I started sucking his dick, and another guy came into the booth with us, so it was three of us, and it was really cramped, honestly. Very hard to suck a dick when you're kind of crunched up in a booth, you know, but so they were both kind of sticking their dicks in my mouth at the same time, which was not an easy task, because they were both relatively thick. And so then we moved out to a kind of a larger room with a couple couches in it, and I knelt down and I started to suck his dick, you know. more easily, you know. And there was a really creepy old guy who moved over and sat next to us so he could watch me suck this cock. And, you know, he was stroking himself, and it was kind of gross, honestly. Like, but those kind of places are gross, really, you know. And for some people, it's appealing. They're so dirty and so, I don't know. With COVID, it just weirded me out a little bit. So, anyway. So, you know, that was done or whatever. And I waited a couple of days, and then, like, I texted him and, you know, thanked him and whatever. And, you know, just kind of, you know, what a faggot should do after they get to suck an alpha's dick, right? I will say that his dick was spectacular. I especially loved having it, like, in my throat and, like, you know, feeling it pulsing, because he would pulse it, and like he's ejaculating, but he's not ejaculating, you know, at the time. So I love that feeling. I've always loved that feeling, but his was very powerful. So I thanked him, you know, for that. And he, you know, contacted me back, and he said, that it didn't go the way he necessarily wanted it to go, because he said there were, you know, that, like, that weird old guy, you know, it was just kind of creepy, you know. And then he said to me another thing, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but you're not really attractive enough for me, is what he said. I kind of laughed. To be honest with you, okay, and I'm not saying this in a conceited way at all, but I have literally never had somebody turn me down because my looks weren't appealing enough for them. This is the very first time it's ever happened in all these years. So I was just like, what? you know, I kind of thought, well, gosh, but, you know, I'm almost 20 years older than this guy, okay? And, well, it's very close to being 20 years older than him. So, you know, I understand. I'm sure that he would like a young faggot to serve him and not somebody who's 20 years older, right? But, I mean, for, you know, somebody my age, I look pretty young, and I look, you know, decent enough, you know? I mean, but I got to thinking about that afterwards, and I thought, you know, it's not really a topic I want to talk about, because nobody likes to be told something like that, right? But I thought, well, in the sake of transparency, I'm going to talk about it. So, you know, anytime you have two human beings who are going to get together in some sexualized way or have to have sex, you know, not everybody's going to be your cup of tea, right? And you're not probably going to sleep with a supermodel every time out, right? And faggots are kind of vulnerable to this, because we're the ones that have to oftentimes be appealing enough to, let's say, straight alphas or, you know, bisexual alphas, where we're competing against women, right? So to speak, in the same marketplace. So when you get rejected in that respect, it's it, you know, it does hurt, you know, and like I said, I've never had that happen before. So I thought, gosh, you know, I guess I'm getting older. I don't really know, but anybody that's been listening to this podcast or knows me at all knows that I have a almost indefatigable, you know, confidence, you know. You know, it's not going to rattle me at all. But the funny thing was he said, you know, if you want to pay me cash, I'll let you suck my dick. And I said, no, thank you. I already have an alpha that I'm sucking. I mean, I don't, your dick isn't that special. There's plenty of dick out there and I can get those dicks if I want to, you know. I'm not going to pay you to suck your dick. I thought it was very arrogant on his part, but I rejected that offer, if you want to call it that. And so I was thinking to myself, too, you're a little short Mexican guy. You look like a toy, you know, to me. And so, you know, you have a nice dick, but that's it, you know. So, and I can get one of those. I've got one already. So anyway, so I was thinking, you know, a lot of faggots get rejected because they may not be the most attractive faggot, you know. And a lot of times that can be a crushing blow for somebody, you know. I'll say this, okay. Probably one of the most successful faggots that I know personally, and I know him very, very well. I won't say his name over this podcast, but he has a blazing, kind of almost retarded confidence, okay? Just, he's like Rain Man for sucking cock. So, but he's also probably one of the ugliest, physically ugly faggots that I know. Or I've ever known. You know, he's got a fucked up foot. He's got kind of eyes that are, you know, they're not pointed in the right direction. And like, he's fat and he's very hairy. And, you know, when you just look at him, you think, oh, he doesn't have a chance. But he has been very successful over his lifetime in getting alphas to, and some very good-looking alphas, to use him, you know. So I guess my point is that if we have the right attitude, we can be successful as faggots despite physical limitations or age or whatever. There's plenty of faggots out there that are serving, you know, despite being quite old, you know, or physically limited. I know a faggot that has a shocking amount of success with younger faggots. He's in his 60s, and, you know, he is physically very limited, but he just has a, you know, he wants to serve, and it means a lot for him to be able to serve, and he offers himself, you know, willingly. So it's just, you know, I guess my message in this podcast is don't let this stuff get you down if you're a faggot. All of this stuff is just a collision of random events, you know, and we encounter people, we collide, we make judgments about each other, we say yes or no or whatever. It's just kind of this sort of a game, you know, and that's kind of how I look at it. I, you know, this alpha, you know, I'm not his cup of tea. Well, so what? You know, there's 7 billion other people out there, you know. So I'm somebody's, I'm somebody's cup of tea somewhere. So and honestly, like, I consider myself to be a good faggot. I work hard to maintain myself, to submit myself, and so, you know, if I'm not this little Mexican's cup of tea, or I'm not the right faggot for him, then whatever, you know. There are alphas out there that can use me, that I am attracted to, and they're attracted to me, or they want to use me. So I don't let it affect me. And you shouldn't let it affect you, you know. You just continue to submit, and you'll find your way. So that's my message for today. And, yeah, this was kind of a weird one to do because, like, this is really personal. This is me getting rejected, you know. Loser! But, I thought it was important for me to be honest and just, you know, tell it like it is, you know. That's all you're ever going to get from me, is just the honest truth about this stuff, you know, because to me, being a faggot is of primary importance to in my life, and trying to be an example as a faggot, you know, hierarchically is important to me. And so I just try to give you the truth, even if it hurts me or makes me feel stupid. So I don't mind being your clown, okay? So anyway, I hope this was helpful to some of you. And yeah, that's all I have to say. So there probably will be a podcast this weekend. I don't know. You know, I got, it's hierarchy number 100 next week, or this next episode. I don't know what I'm going to do, you know, like some sort of telethon, like variety show. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. Sam sings the hits. Woo. But, if you guys have anything that you would like me to deal with, the special nature for number 100, you know, let me know. But I still don't really know how I want to approach that. It'd be really great if I could get, like, Raheem Shabazz to come on the podcast finally and for the big 100th episode. But I don't think that's going to happen. But anyway, we'll see what happens, I guess. But I guess I will let you go. Thanks a lot for listening. I love you. Bye.